Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Sugitara.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Cupid.
Where are you going? Who are you going with?
Left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. Left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. Left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. Left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. Left my wallet in Elsa Gundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it.
Hey everyone, welcome you all to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show where you can listen to the topmost HR professionals and the top leaders and what's keeping them up at night. And as you all know, this is your host, Nisha, and our partners, Brian Wimpen and William Tinkup, are not available today. So this is going to be me doing a solo with our wonderful guest, Jessica Scantling. Hey, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and can't be better. After a fantastic event like Summer Brand Camp, it can be better.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I'm doing great as well. I am so excited to just implement so much of what I learned this week into my business. So Summer Brand Camp always fills me with ideas and inspiration. So I'm really excited to get back to LA and get to work.
Great. So, Jessica, if you can do us a favor, introduce yourself to our audience so they can know a little bit more about you, and then we can talk more about Summer Brand Camp and what's keeping you up at night.
Certainly. My name is Jessica Hatcher Scantlin, and I am the SVP of Marketing and Corporate Consulting for Imagination 9, which is a company that I work with my husband at, and I do primarily corporate public relations consulting for businesses, for B2B businesses that work with restaurant companies. So I do public relations for Jim Knight, who's a Knight speaker, and BTC Revolutions and TD in 2K. BTC Revolutions and TD in 2K co-hosted the Summer Brand Camp this week. So was kept pretty busy with all of that good stuff.
Great. Well, wonderful to hear. We have a different perspective, just like from any other guest, as you all can know, because the unique stories that our guests are going to be sharing on our platform is the best. So, from a public relations perspective, and from your job's perspective, what's keeping you up at night these days?
You know, I think the biggest thing that's keeping me up at night and is something that I'm really striving for with my clients is just there is such a level of immediacy and urgency with the social media elements of our business and just being really responsive. You know, we are in a 24-hour news cycle, which means that my contacts and the journalists and media that I work with are constantly looking for content and looking for intelligent insights. And I think we have to be not only relevant but extremely timely. That's actually one of the things that Scott Stratton mentioned in his presentation this week at Summer Brand Camp. He wrote Unmarketing and QR Codes Kill Kittens. He's a phenomenal speaker and author. I would certainly encourage anyone to check out his stuff. But immediacy is just as important as authenticity. I know a few years ago, the message was be authentic, be transparent, and that's absolutely true, and it still needs to happen. But we also have this level of immediacy that we need to be responsive at any time, which makes it, you know, as I am working on my own, it really makes it a challenge, but it's also a really unique opportunity because if you can get that immediacy right, if you can be responsive to the people who matter, to the people that you're trying to build a community with and rapport with, then you have an awesome opportunity to create very loyal and trusting contacts, which I think is really what public relations is all about. It's all about being sure that you are relatable to the public and that you're relaying information that they want, and that immediacy has become such a huge part of it, and it's a great opportunity for you to build trust with your audience.
Great, wonderful. Well, talking about, you know, being responsive, and from a public relations perspective, as you can see, organizations are using social media as a platform to interact with their customers and interact with their audience. So what do you see some of the flaws that organizations are doing right now that is really turning off their customers and their audience on social media?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is that we for so long have been such a process-driven business model. Those are the things that we're used to. We're used to being able to determine a process and then automate it. And really, automation is sort of the enemy of authenticity in some ways, because you cannot be authentic and genuine and really truly engaging if all you've done is set up automatic tweets or automatic alerts. You have to be present and you have to be in the moment. And that takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of effort. And I feel like that's where most companies are kind of missing the boat on that opportunity. And that's where a lot of publicists are missing the boat in that opportunity. I have a strict rule about no mass emails going out to the media. Every single pitch that I send is individualized to that writer, to that journalist, to that producer. Because I think that, you know, if I expect them to take the 5 minutes it'll take to kind of read that email or listen to my phone call, then the very least that I can do is take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, take more time in getting to know them, understanding them, and then pitching them something that's relevant. So it really is about stepping away from automation and getting back to genuinely building a connection and taking the time to build that connection too. You know, I love one of my colleagues at BTC Revolutions, Jonathan Brewer and Tim McDonald, so actually two of my colleagues at BTC Revolutions, they spoke about community management, and one of the things they said is just, you know, give, 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 and then give more. And I think that if you're just going kind of through and you're just automated or going through the motions or just sending out a tweet or a blanketed response, you're missing that opportunity to provide those people with something of value and something that's uniquely of value to them. So I'm really trying to get into the habit of listening quite a bit, and I'm a big talker, so that's certainly something that's sort of a learned skill for me, and I'm constantly needing to remind myself that God gave me 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason, but to really listen to those conversations and then find ways to give to them. So rather than trying to build a rapport immediately and ask a question or ask a favor, trying to give them things that are of use to them and of value. So I think that's a huge opportunity for businesses, especially through social media. And those companies that are doing that, that are putting those little sort of jabs out there in the form of giving and providing, and, you know, it may be giving a compliment or it may be, you know, giving some information for a question that someone asked online, whatever it is, giving first is such a huge opportunity then for you to build a real relationship and a real trust and credibility online, and those are going to be the companies that succeed.
Great. Well, as you are saying, yeah, it is totally true, and there are some companies, if you are doing a crappy thought like your urgency is not my emergency, you failed to build your brand image and build a connection with your audience. So, Jessica, when we talk about brand very particularly, what are some general perception that, you know, people have Is it by the image, or is it by the customer service, or is it just the logo, or what it is that when we say that, yeah, they have a brand name or a brand image?
Right. Actually, that was one of the most common themes throughout Summer Brand Camp, and I have to say, I have to give a huge shout-out to the TVN2K team for just the level of speakers and the level of presenters that they consistently bring in every year for this conference. It's really amazing to sit in a room with such thought leadership happening and really makes your mind work in new ways, and it's just so reinvigorating, and such innovation and insight comes out of these meetings. But one of the key things that I think came out of it that kept resonating with me, at least over and over again, was the message around your brand is not who you say you are. You can write a great mission statement, and you can have, you know, an amazing logo and have all this great branding and marketing, but really it comes down to what consumers say you are. So rather than focusing so much on this is what we're going to be or this is how we are defining our brand, I think the very best and most useful thing that you can do is to ask your consumers, who are we? What are the three words that you associate with this brand? And if you don't like what you hear, then you've really got to introduce new ideas in order to replace some of those old conceptions and some of those old perceptions of your brand. So that was one of those things that just, I mean, throughout all of these speakers, your consumers, the people who are seeing your brand every day, they're the ones who will define that for you, and that's who you need to listen to. And then identify yourself with what those consumers are saying, because you know, your consumers, your customer, they're there for you for a reason. So that's where you need to focus in order to continue to build that base.
Great. Well, I remember one of the quote during the session. I think it was in the session of Shannon Scott. Well, she was saying community managers are the voice of the brand and the voice of the community to the brand as well. So what do you see are some of the key roles or the impact that a community manager is going to make to a brand?
Well, I have to say, with the work that I do with BTC Revolutions, I am surrounded by literally, quite literally, some of the top community managers in the country, as voted upon by their peers. So I have this extreme privilege to be surrounded by all of these people who are really leading the community manager position and what that looks like, and really leading the community manager involvement and how to do it right. So it's really inspiring and it's really exciting to get to see that every day. And I think one of the biggest things is that you really have to remember what this job description is, and it's to manage a community. Well, you have to start by building that community, right? And you don't just like in the real world, you don't buy a community. You know, you don't pay for your friends. You know, you meet them by common interests. You meet them and you start to discuss things and you realize, oh, you know, we're both originally from the Midwest, and so that's something we have in common. Or we're both in public relations, so we have that in common. We both like football, whatever those things are, just like in real life, those are the places where you build those communities. And one of the things that I just really love and appreciate, and you mentioned Shannon Scott with Applebee's, and she and Jill McFarland, who is leading their digital team. Jill is one of my very close friends and a brilliant mind when it comes to digital marketing. She's just really fantastic. She has worked with BTC Revolutions team. Shannon and Jill worked with the BTC Revolutions team to really create this amazing community and this amazing culture within Applebee's when it comes to online. And it really has been by just taking the time to get to know people, taking the time to read through your newsfeed and see when someone asks a question or when someone says, oh, I'm really nervous, I've got to ace my chemistry test tomorrow. So then, you know, Applebee's tweets to them and says, hey, how did it go? Or, hey, wishing you luck or sending you good luck vibes and following up and saying, hey, how'd that chem test go? Did you get an A, whatever? So it's really that same model of give, give, give. And building those real, honest connections. So looking for those people who can do that. And the other thing that I've really learned from them that I think is so important, and this is something that I'm continuing to sort of try to cultivate on the public relations side as well, and make sure that we're cultivating those communities by accessing and tying into some of the communities that are already existing online. So, for instance, One Direction, they're a huge band, and they have a huge following online. So Applebee's became a One Direction fan, and I don't mean just a little bit. They started talking in, like, the 1D language, started really, you know, using the same hashtag, doing fun plays on lyrics from One Direction, and made themselves not a brand, but said, hey, I'm one of you. I'm a One Direction fan. I flip and love One Direction. And made themselves so part of that community that those folks became a part of the Applebee's community. And I think that that's really important. So you find those people that you want to connect with and you see what other communities are they involved in? What are the things that they're passionate about doing? We do a lot of that on the side with No Kid Hungry as well. No Kid Hungry is hands down my favorite charity. They are working to end childhood hunger in America, and I couldn't be more honored to work with them the way that I have the opportunity and privilege to get to do. They are really looking at communities that are all about people who are already wanting to help, people who already have a genuine, generous nature. And then we're engaging with those folks, and we're building upon those communities. No Kid Hungry is an obvious fit for moms. Moms don't want to see their children going hungry. So we do a lot of work with mom bloggers and mom communities online in order to get them engaged and really understand where they're coming from and how we can work together to end childhood hunger. And I think that's one of the biggest things, too, is we're really activating and empowering these communities. And I think that's huge. I just have such admiration for the BTC Revolutions team and the way that they empower their communities to champion them and champion for them. It's really interesting to see.
Great, great. Yeah, I really respect what they are doing, and they are such a rock star. So when it comes we talked about the community managers, and then I'm remembering the great initiative of Applebee, Replay Guy or Replay Squad, which is such a really, really cool initiative that they are doing, such a dedicated team that is sitting there and looking at the streams of social media and giving a real-time response to each and every customer's or anyone who is tweeting or retweeting or posting any comments on social media, which is really huge. So let me say, for a startup organization or a small organization who doesn't have this much of manpower to probably have 4 or 5 members to take care of their social media presence, but to start with, what do you recommend them as a timeline to respond for their social media feeds or social media posts that their audience are interacting to?
Well, I think as big as your audience is, that's how big you should be able to grow your community management staff. And, you know, I was speaking with a few folks from BTC the other day, and one of the things that kept coming up is, you know, in order to purchase a trending topic on Twitter, it's $200,000 for one day. So obviously no small business can afford to do that. But there are businesses that can afford to do that and are doing that when they could pay several community managers' salaries with that money instead and have people building that relationship all the time. I think that there definitely has to still be a level of immediacy regardless of what size you are. And so I think that's if you have one community manager because you're a small brand, then that community manager always has their phone with them. They can see immediately when someone tweets or mentions them, and they can get right to it. They can respond immediately. And then they're taking a lot of time out of their day just to look online and find those opportunities to give. So, and then as your business grows, then you're able to hire more community managers and do even more interaction. But at the same time, that's when your audience will grow as well, if that makes sense. So I think it just sort of builds off of each other. And there may be a bit of time where, you know, God willing, your business is growing like gangbusters and you have some hiring to do and, you know, you've got a community manager that's just a little swamped for a while. But I think regardless of the size of your business, that responsiveness and that immediacy needs to be there. I mean, these are your customers. These are the people that you want to spend the time and the money on your brand. The very least you can do is respect that by having a level of urgency when it comes to communicating with them.
Excellent.
And it definitely takes a lot of work. I'm not.
It is.
completely understand that, but I think it just kind of, as much work as it takes, it kind of just has to be done these days because that's what the consumer expects, and that's what's going to keep you around.
Absolutely. So, being a camper, you know, whenever after the summer rent came, I mean, within that 3-4 days of time, our mind is totally involved with a lot of, you know, friends near around the circle, and other than that, tons and tons of ideas and inspiration. And after that 1 week, you will be so energetic and rejuvenated, and you're wanting to do something different or you're wanting to make a difference. So I know these are the thoughts of every camper after summer rent camp. So what about you? What are some highlights or what are some lessons that you learned and probably that you're wanting to implement or go ahead and try and do it? What are your thoughts after summer brand camp?
I think you're right. It's almost kind of overwhelming. But I think that one of the biggest things that I need to learn for my own business is that I can be a bit sort of in my head and, you know, thinking about all of these things and trying to think strategically. And sometimes while strategy is great, sometimes you just need to drop that and just do whatever you can that's going to make impact at that moment. And the other thing, too, is I want to become much more purposeful and intentional in asking myself, what is the impact that this action will make? And really go after those things that are perhaps small actions, but will make big impact. And that's where I need to put my focus. That's where I need to put my energy. And that's how I need to prioritize my to-do list, is in a way where I'm getting maximum impact. You know, I'm one person working with some amazing brands and some incredibly talented and intelligent people. And I, you know, they all deserve to get my very best. And they all deserve to get the kind of impact that they need to see in order to grow and continue to grow their businesses. So I really want to be much more mindful and purposeful about that. And the other thing, too, I think, is just, you know, really making sure one of the things that Joni Doolin said, which I think is just so powerful, we have to move away from being a me society and we have to move toward being a we society, where you're thinking about people not as consumers necessarily, really, but you're just thinking about them as people. You're thinking about them as part of your giant family we call the human race, and we have to come together, and we have to work together. And so I think finding opportunities where I'm not seeing, you know, maybe a journalist or a producer or a writer as someone that I'm pitching to, I need to think like, hey, I want to be a part of your team. I want to contribute to you and contribute to the world in a way that brings us all together. And I think that's one of the biggest things, too, is there's so much talk about striving for excellence and striving for your purpose and the money will follow. Strive for your purpose, find out what your purpose is and give like crazy, and the money will follow if you're set on your purpose. And, you know, I think my purpose is in part to helping these amazing entrepreneurs grow and get the recognition that they absolutely 110% deserve. So I really have to, I think, just remind myself daily that that is where I need to be. And I need to be present and understand that any opportunity I can to build their trust and build the trust of their audiences is a win. And those wins need to be celebrated, and we need to keep going on and make more impact happen.
Excellent. Well, a personal question. Being an entrepreneur right now, what are some lessons that you think it would have been better, you might have learned it a little bit earlier?
I think maybe kind of just not getting into that analysis paralysis of sitting there and thinking about what should I do, instead of just really digging in and doing it. And I also think, too, you really have to, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that I knew, but I don't think that I was really adapting to right away, was the fact that I no longer have a team full of people who can help me with some of these tasks. You know, I no longer have account managers and people who can help me build media lists or do this or that. And so I think one of the things that you really have to be sure that your mindset is in is you are everything in your organization. There is no menial task. There is no task that you're not doing. You're taking care of all of that. And so, number one, being sure that you actually are taking care of that stuff and you're not letting that go to the wayside because it's stuff, you know, people don't want to do. Like, I don't want to go and, you know, have to print 50 copies of this thing and put them all in the mail and, you know, do this whole thing. You just have to do it. And you have to stop thinking about, well, someday when I'm bigger, I'll have an assistant to do this. Who cares? Right now you don't. So just do it. And, you know, I'm pretty fond of saying, you know, put on your big girl panties and get it done. Like, that's just what you have to do. So I really kind of adopt that philosophy quite a bit. And then I think just being sure that while you're doing all of that stuff, that you still are keeping in mind, like I said before, the things that will create impact. And not getting so bogged down with all these little entrepreneurial things and making sure that the things that you're filling your day with are making impact. Those would be a couple of them. And then I think, too, just pick up the phone as often as you can, because when you're an entrepreneur and you're sitting there by yourself and you're working away, sometimes you just need that human connection. Sometimes you just need somebody to bounce ideas off of. Sometimes you just need somebody to tell you, no, you're not going crazy. It's okay. And so I've really become much more accustomed to jumping on a Google Hangout or picking up the phone and calling the people that I work with from all around the country and just chatting with them for a few minutes, you know, to get out of my own headspace and to connect with someone on a real level. And I think especially in the days of social media, we can be connecting with people online all day, but you still need that voice-to-voice interaction. You need that, you know, you need to hear your own voice and you need to hear someone else's voice. And that's such a connection that you can sometimes forget to do. So I've been trying to make it a much more intentional thing, connecting mm-hmm. with the people that I work with voice-to-voice.
Great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing your lunch with us. So where can people connect with you and come and find you?
You can actually go to jessica-hatcher.com or imagination9.com. And you
Wonderful.
Can find me there. You can certainly find me on Twitter. I'm @Jessica Hatcher. On Facebook, I'm Jessica Hatcher Scantlin, and that's H-A-T-C-H-E-R-S-C-A-N-T-L-I-N. So
great.